Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, you're listening to Wrestling Observer with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here for the next hour talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts as we are every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. We have been spending a lot of time talking about this SummerSlam pay-per-view full hour preview in the last hour, and in this hour, we're going to talk a little bit more about SummerSlam, as well as talk about a lot of different news items, including the move of TNA Impact to Wednesday nights. Wednesday nights is going to be the new time for Impact, at least while the show remains on the air. Still no new deal with Spike TV, to the best of our knowledge. That, I guess, could change at any time. But for right now, it does not look good. They are just a few weeks away from the final episode. There's, like I said, no news on a deal. Davey Richards has broken his leg. It's just it's a very tenuous time for Impact. So we'll talk about that here in this hour, as well as tonight. Besides SummerSlam, there is the AAA Triple Mania pay-per-view. And who is going to be making an appearance on that show but the former Alberto Del Rio, now El Patron, is going to be debuting on the show tonight. We're going to be talking about that as well. And last night is happened to be a UFC event. I was in Portland. I was wrestling. Dave Meltzer was in Los Angeles for a WWE Media Day. So I don't think either of us have seen the show. Josh Nason was there covering it from the website. I know Mike has seen. Mike, have you seen the whole show or just parts of it?
I saw the entire main card. I did have the undercard on, but I didn't really pay much attention to it. But I did see the main card, yeah.
All right, so we'll have Mike talk about the main card of that UFC event, if there's anything that you need to check out on there, and a lot more. Plus, the War Machine has been captured, and I've got some things to say about that. So a lot of stuff coming up in hour two, everybody. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live. We'll be back in just a moment here worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time? You own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline at USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. We are here previewing the SummerSlam pay-per-view, which starts moments after the show goes off the air on the WWE Network for, yes, just $9.99, as well as untraditional pay-per-view in a lot of places. So check it out here today. We spent much of the first hour previewing the show. We can talk a little bit more about it here in this hour, but we've got a lot of news to get into. Mike, since it did take place last night, quick review of the UFC show headlined by Ovin St. Preux and Ryan Bader.
Hey, for a free show on FS1, it was pretty good there. Like I said, I didn't see the undercard, but I know there were no finishes on the undercard. So again, I can't speak of the quality of it or anything like that, but at least if you're looking at just that on paper, wasn't very exciting. And they decided to run main just because they could. It was not a big crowd. It was a little over 5,000 people. It was about, a $370,000 gate. It was just part of the UFC's thing to try to run every single place in the country. And there is a possibility they'd go back to a place like Portland, Maine, which has got a solid building that with a little bit of a bigger attendance. This one took place in Bangor. But this was just a show to have a show in Maine. And for an FS1 show, again, it was, you know, not paying any money for it. It was pretty good. Tiago Tavares defeated Robbie Peralta. Tavares going down in weight. One of the things with him is can he take a good punch? And he hasn't really been able to. And Peralta just didn't get the chance to do anything to him. Tavares got Peralta's back and jumped on him right away. Peralta was able to at least stop the attack for a little bit, but ultimately Tavares beat him down and kept him on the ground and was able to lock on a rear naked choke and get a quick victory there. Then the former LSU fullback Sean Jordan knocked out Jack May in the third round, and it was a pretty fun sloppy bout. It was, you know, kind of back and forth. I had Jordan winning the first round. May, I thought, did a little bit more damage in the second round, even though he just was not good at the ground at all. May's a kickboxer is his background and needs to work on that. But ultimately, Jordan got the ended up knocking him out and put him down with a little bit of time left to go in the third round there. Alan Juban, I think his name was Juban, defeated Seth Baczynski in the first round by knockout there in his debut into the company. Then Tim Boach, who was kind of a lightning rod on people, either love him or they hate him. Actually, I shouldn't even say they love him. They're apathetic or they hate him and don't think a lot of his victories have been, not on the level would be the wrong word. But he has never really dominated it too many times and shown people that he could be a clear-cut victor. A lot of the fights he's won, people have thought that he's lost. And, you know, he was losing to Brad Tavares here and then scored a second-round knockout. Dropped him with a shot and kept himself at least employed. Forget about even in the mix. He's ranked number 14 at 205. But realistically, he was about to fall out of that and fall out of the company, period, because of some of his last performances. He was just completely embarrassed last time out against Luke Rockhold. And this was kind of a make-or-break fight for him. So he at least kept himself employed for at least one more fight. He'll get a chance to have. Gray Maynard, looking like his career is, you know, certainly on the way out, at least as far as being competitive in the UFC. Ross Pearson, you know, Maynard did his best to try to work the wrestling, but Pearson just was able to stand back enough and you know, stop any possible damage and flatten Pearson out or flatten Maynard out and just start beating on him, and ultimately won in the second round. As the referee jumped in, and then the main event, Ryan Bader defeated OSP. I actually picked Bader for this fight, pulled out at the, you know, the very last minute and decided to take OSP. Maybe kind of bought into OSP's hype a little bit. He's had such a good run since he's been in the UFC. He's made strides, and Bader has always got that possibility of coming out, you know, kind of wet noodle-ish, you know, like and just a kind of a make or break fight for him too, as far as, you know, somebody that's going to be, you know, taken seriously in the mix here. And ultimately won a decision over OSP. OSP tried at the end. He knew he had to win the fifth round and really had to knock him out or choke him out. But just wasn't able to do it. He started off okay, but just couldn't keep up, and Bader ground him down. And again, ultimately got the unanimous decision victory.
So they captured the war machine. They
thank God
found this fella in a Simi Valley hotel room, and he went without a fight. They just knocked on the door and he came out. The best part of this story, Mike. I mean, there's really the best part of the story is he got caught. Terrible story. Hate to make light of the story in any way. Very serious situation. But when I read that. Apparently he had like exotic reptiles, and so the cops went to his house after he'd been captured, and they went to his house, and guess who's at the house? Dog the Bounty Hunter. I nearly died. Dog the Bounty Hunter. Like, his plan to capture the war machine was to go to his house. That was his idea. Like,
he's such, you know what war I'll machine do? Is such a...
I'll go to his house because eventually he'll have to come home.
Really?
That was apparently his plan.
You know, War Machine's a piece of garbage in one way. Dog is a piece of garbage in another way, in that you would go ahead and exploit this. I mean, as soon as he said, War Machine, I'm coming to get you, you know, I'm sorry. He's not somebody you can take seriously. And the fact that he would go to his house, why? Because the police would then go to his house, cameras would then go to the house and see Dog is looking for War Machine, trying to pick up the scent at War Machine's house so he can go out. That's the way I looked at this, and maybe I'm being way too negative about it, but that's such a, you know, that girl and that dude didn't deserve what War Machine gave him, you know, period. And for him to go, and again, people that try to exploit these things, it's just... it really is eye-rolling and sometimes downright stomach-churning.
Yeah, I see. I was responding to somebody's text right there. I'm sorry, Mike. It's hard to do a show and everybody's just texting me all the time. Leave me alone, everybody. I'm busy.
The scoops? Are you getting scoops?
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, yes, the war machine has been captured. Dog the Bounty Hunter did not find him. I don't know how that TV show is going to come off now that they didn't manage to apprehend him. But, yeah, Dog's on the hunt with his whole television crew. A comedy show. What do you think is going to... how long do you think War Machine's going away for, Mike? I know you're not a... you're not an attorney. You're not a military... not in the military, but I've just lost my mind here. Let's move on to another topic. I'm done with the war machine anyway.
Hopefully a long goddamn time.
You know those times, Mike, where like, you guys don't know this as people that listen to the program, but Mike and I will be doing the show and it's going along just great. And then there'll be a commercial break and Mike will just go, sorry, I sucked so bad during that segment. I'm like, Mike, you were great. That's how I feel right now, Mike. During this break, I'm going to go, Mike, I suck so bad during this segment. It's just terrible.
And unlike you, who lies to me and says, you know what, yeah, that did suck. I'll tell you if you suck or not.
Oh, yeah. This is a bad segment right here. Let's get on to more more topical notes. Since we're on the UFC talk this segment here, John Jones, the world's greatest heel. John Jones has pulled out of his fight with Daniel Cormier. Why? Because John Jones suffered a knee injury. Now, keep in mind that Daniel Cormier has a very bad knee injury, and he was going to fight John Jones anyway. But John Jones sprained his ankle and injured his knee, and now he must pull out of his fight.
Do you want to specify this knee injury, by the way?
He tore his meniscus.
Uh-huh.
What's that have to do with anything?
People fought with that plenty of times.
Of course they have. Of course! If I were Daniel Cormier, I'd have material for 2 years worth of promos because this guy pulled out of this fight with me because he hurt his knee. As I'm hobbling my way into a fight with John Jones on short notice, I just think it's ridiculous. But that's why when this fight finally takes place, it's going to be a gigantic money fight because John Jones is such a great heel and Daniel Cormier, to me at least, is such a likable guy. We'll talk more about this, and I personally will turn the show around when we come back from the break. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline at USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. We're talking about a lot of different things here. We've been talking about SummerSlam, which is coming up immediately after the show goes off the air. We've been talking about the War Machine, kind of. I was just sort of babbling during that segment. Been talking a lot about Daniel Cormier and Jon Jones. Triple Mania is coming up here tonight. And Mike, as you noted, men have fought on a torn meniscus. What do you think of this Jon Jones fella and him pulling out of this fight?
You know, Jon Jones doesn't do any of the old school traditional things well, does he? You know, he was talked about giving him a fight on short notice. He could save a card. And he said no. There's this where, you know, Cormier is taking this fight on short notice with a very bad knee, knowing that one of Jon Jones's best gimmicks is to go after your knees. And he was going to take that fight from this long, angular man who's much taller, much more reach, and could do some real damage when that heel hits his knee as it's standing there locked up, which is already injured. You know, and you know Jones could fight on what he has, you know. But there's also the side that where Jon Jones has got legitimate arguments against all of that stuff, you know. Why would I take a fight on short notice and risk my title? It's not my fault. You know, there's a very sporting way to look at that. That's absolutely true when it comes to this. Hey, I'm injured. Why would I want to risk myself? How much sense would it make for me to put myself out there? Just because Cormier is stupid and will do it and take a fight when he's not healthy. I am an athlete and I want to be at the peak of my condition, and you have excuses. And the best part about him making those very legitimate excuses are much like when any heel does it, it pisses people off more. There are people that hate Jon Jones's guts for a variety of different reasons, whether they think he's fake, whether they think he's aloof, whether no matter what it is. But the one thing you cannot deny is he is a great fighter, and he is becoming, I think, a little bit more self-aware. And this will obviously hurt business a little bit in the fact that it's 5 months away as opposed to being a month away. But I do not believe with the mouths that both of these two men have, with the brains that both of these two men have, that it's not going to be a very big deal once January rolls around. This will do nothing to make people that hate Jon Jones. It'll just make him hate him more for doing something like this. But if you're a fan of Jon Jones and were on his side, you are most certainly going to say, hey, don't, you know, hate on my guy because he's got sense.
I just love the idea that my knee, it's so perfect. It couldn't be booked better. Daniel Cormier.
There's a history of guys on that Fight Pass channel you can show up that walked into Pride basically with no knees.
Oh, yeah.
Both of them.
Now, granted, I mean, ideally in a perfect world, both men are healthy. But Jones, such a trash talker, and then he can't fight with a hurt knee. And to be fair, Cormier has had a lot of time to heal his knee up. But the whole thing is just, it's funny to me. It's funny and entertaining as a pro wrestling. There's a small plane circling my house right now, Mike. Is there anything else that could distract me during this show?
I guess if they come in and raid you because you got some sort of operation going on.
I've never even seen this before. There's a small plane circling right over the house right now.
Is it Google or is it paparazzi? Have you blown up to that degree yet? Are you going to be on TMZ?
It looks like the plane the Red Baron flew, actually. It's an old biplane, it looks like.
That's really, oh man. Well, after he's done, after he puts it down, make sure to buy him a root beer.
That's right. All right, what else do we have here? Chael Sonnen fought at Metamoris.
Speaking of cartoons.
That's right. This was actually last week. I don't know how much we talked about Metamoris on this show, but Chael Sonnen did in fact fight. I do not believe he has yet been fined $1.25 million. There goes the biplane now for the third time circling around my house. I'm gonna monitor this as we continue the show, Mike, because it's so intriguing to me. But Chael Sonnen did the fight. He lost. He did lose, but he put up a fight. And did you happen to see any of the Metamoris matches?
I didn't actually, and I really would like to too, because I guess there were some controversial finishes and things like that. I'd like to see it.
Thing with this Metamoris deal was when they announced that Chael was going to be competing. What was interesting about it was Chael obviously is suspended from mixed martial arts. And he failed for five different drugs. Chael did an interview last week, by the way, And he flat out admitted, I tried to game the system.
With Chris Jericho.
That's right. I tried to game the system. I knew why I was taking them. I was taking them to feel better. I mean, flat out just admitting that he did it and why. So he does this interview. And I mean, we all knew he failed for five drugs. And the idea that he was even going to work this Metamoris show, I mean, they should have just pulled him from the event. But they refused. And I guess we'll see how this all, the fallout of all of this, but by refusing to pull him from the card, he got the athletic commission to become a lot more aware of Metamoris and the fact that Metamoris clearly is not doing any drug testing. Out of their own mouths, they said this. We will test nothing but his skills. That's what they said. And we'll see what the fallout is, but it is possible that because of all of this, because they didn't pull him, it is possible that Metamoris may now see itself investigate. Not investigate is the wrong word, but the athletic commission may look into attempting to sanction or requiring sanctioning for these Metamoris events. So that would really change the game for them in a lot of ways. Not saying that everybody there is doing drugs or anything like that, but one would suspect at a sporting event, if there's no drug testing, the idea that everybody on the event is clean, you know, as a fan, you would sort of think, I don't know about this whole thing. So they could have sort of brought themselves into a situation where now they're going to have to test people or now they're going to have to be overseen by the commission. And I don't know if they're going to like that, but I guess we'll see how that all plays out.
I guess that could be true, but you also have to look at it this way. What is to prevent them from just calling all of the matches, exhibitions, taking the event, moving it either out of state or moving it to a Indian reservation, a Native American reservation that is not under the guise of the CSAC? And even if they were, that's fine. But you're going to have be exhibitions. There's going to be, I'm sure, backlash from Metamoris when California comes to test their fighters, and they will bring up the question, look, is this, these are exhibitions, to which the commission will come back and say, well, no, this is an event, we're going to test these guys. And you bring up the fact of the, is it worth the cost to the taxpayers of California to drug test these guys? Is this event really worth going out there to do, with it being a grappling tournament that's got nothing to do with strikes? And I'm not trying to make excuses here or anything like that, but I don't know how far this will really actually go, considering how, you know, small of an event that Morris is and how little attention that it gets. And I have a, I had a problem with the Nevada State Athletic Commission being a little bit heavy-handed and having, to me, too, a little bit too far of a reach here in stopping Chael. Look, the fact of the matter is, and I'm not making excuses, and it would always piss me off to hear Roddy Piper, like on HBO, where it's like, oh, without wrestling, what am I going to do now? You get a job like everybody else. And I'm not saying that you can't do that with Chael, but he's lost two announcing gigs. He was, you know, lost his ability to fight, which he absolutely should have. You know, he was not, at the time of that hearing, prevented from doing this. And if you want to say from this point forward, you know, he can't fight in competitive events, fine, but they should have actually said, hey, oh, by the way, if you decide to fight in California, and as of this day, we're going over to talk to California about you appearing on this event, then that would have been one thing. They chose not to do that. They were more concerned with trying to get Chael on board to drop dimes on everybody, you know, else, and maybe you can help us, Chael. Well, maybe you should have actually said at that time he would not be able to go through with an event that he is basically looking at as an exhibition. And, you know, you never bothered to say anything until it was too late. So I had a big problem with them doing that. And I think you're going to have a problem with him, too, if he decides to do exhibitions, quote unquote, whether, again, whether it's for good reason or for nefarious reasons, he's going to do this. How much is Nevada going to be able to stop him after a while? By just taking out the fact he can be a paid person to be there, but if it's judged as an exhibition and has nothing to do with a quote-unquote fight, how are they going to be able to keep preventing him from trying to earn a living?
We got to talk about TNA Impact. A lot of stuff going on in Impact Wrestling. Davey Richards suffered a broken leg in a spot that I didn't learn about this until today, but last night when I was getting ready for the match with Buddy, we were talking about a how we're going to set up the comeback, and he suggested a baseball slide, and I said, nope, not doing it, because I still have, I don't want to say I have nightmares, but I remember way back in the day when Rob Van Dam went for that baseball slide and he broke his ankle, and you got those wrestling boots on, and you've got a canvas, and I've never liked the baseball slide. I've always had this fear that if I did a baseball slide, I was going to end up doing a RVD and snapping my ankle. So I put a stop to that baseball slide. Well, I found out today, Davey Richards broke his leg doing a baseball slide. Hate that move. So he broke his leg. Davey is a trained EMT, so I guess... I don't know what happened.
He set his own leg?
I don't want to say he set his own leg, but I'm sure that, you know, he kind of helped everybody that was running around and everything like that. But took him to the hospital. He got his leg looked at. They don't know the extent and the recovery time yet. They have all of their television taped up through September 25th. And God only knows if there's even going to be a show after September 25th. So if Impact gets re-signed to Spike TV or wherever, if his leg is good enough to be back in time, they'll just continue on like nothing happened. And if not, I guess he'll have to strip the Wolves of the titles. We're going to talk about the future of TNA as well as the move to Wednesday nights, what it means when we come back from the break. You listen to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Jump in and cool off this summer on a whitewater rafting adventure with All Outdoors Whitewater Rafting. Despite the California drought, we have plenty of water for great rafting trips in 2014. Four rivers are running right now: the South Fork and Middle Fork of the American, the Tuolumne, and Cherry Creek, all within easy driving distance of the Bay Area and Sacramento. All Outdoors Rafting offers trips that range from beginner trips to the ultimate challenge of Class 5 whitewater and are great for families, groups, and singles. Trips last from 1 to 3 days. All Outdoors have been family-owned and operated since 1962, and their guides love what they do. Come see why rafting is the best way to experience the great outdoors this summer. Learn more and book your summer rafting trips at aorafting.com or call 800-24-RAFTS.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We're here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794. XM Radio, Channel 208. Streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. As noted, we are available not only on Sirius Satellite Radio, but the Sirius Satellite Radio app. You can search the Sports Zone area on the Sirius Satellite Radio app. We are on the TuneIn Radio app as well, the American Forces Network. Big shout out to everybody listening on the American Forces Network, the cable radio network. This is the most listened to wrestling slash mixed martial arts radio show anywhere in the world, which, by the way, since at the time that we are doing this show, we have no proof of intelligent life outside of this planet. We are currently the most listened to wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show anywhere in the whole universe. So there you go. And it may always be like that, because even if there's life on other planets, Mike, I'm not sure that they've invented anything as wacky as pro wrestling. That is very much in question. If you love this show, I recommend you go to WrestlingObserver.com. We do daily radio shows on the website. Every single day we do radio shows. Usually two per day. Sunday is a very special day. This is my first of three shows today. I've got another Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer tonight, as well as a Brian and Vinny show talking SummerSlam, Vinny's honeymoon, and so much else. That is coming up tonight on the Wrestling Observer website. As a subscriber, you get full access to all of the brand new shows, plus our full library, over 6,000 audio shows, triple the size of WWE's on-demand library on the WWE Network. You'll never run out of audio if you're a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com. If you like this show, I guarantee you that you will love and use forever a subscription to WrestlingObserver.com. New shows every day, past shows, jump into the archive. We've got interviews with the biggest names in the history of wrestling. So much awesome stuff on the website. And yes, the big name guest that I promised last week is actually going to come up this week. So it'll be a big surprise, and I think everybody's really going to like it. So that is coming up this week, and a lot of other stuff as well. So check it out.
Are you going to tell me who it is?
No. If you order, yes, I will, Mike, of course. If you order a long-term subscription, $9.99. Month to month, it's $10.99, but trust me, it is worth every penny. WrestlingObserver.com. Go up there and check that out.
Am I getting a book, by the way?
Sure.
Better be personalized.
It'll be personalized. It'll be called The Death of Mike Sempervivi. Not that personalized?
How creative of a book. You know what? I'm fine. Will it be some sort of choose your own adventure? Can I choose my own death pattern?
You know what's funny is I was, when I went to Calgary to see Lance, we went to a used bookstore in Calgary, and it was like new, used, and antique books. And I don't think it was in the antique section. It might have, but there was a little kid in there. And the little kid is asking the person that runs the place, like, you know, I'm looking for some books, blah, blah, blah. And the guy that ran the place brought him over to, like, the old dusty section that had all of the choose-your-own-adventure books. I was like, Jesus Christ, I'm old. Choose-your-own-adventure? I read those when I was a little kid.
That's what we had Oregon Trail. We were, you know, we're so old. We're so old. The first, as people are talking about the WWE Network, like Vince, and watching it on his Xbox, we were technically around at the time of Pong. Pong, the very first one.
Oh yeah, I played a version of Pong. I used to when I was a kid, I programmed on an Apple IIe and a Commodore 64. Those are like in museums right now. What I was working on when I was a kid. I played Pong. I played Zork.
Tests.
Remember those games where you like typed in what you want to do, like go north, Zork. Remember all those?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
we didn't have
God.
A computer. I go to a friend's house, and you would do that, and it's like, it would be so slow, but I mean, it was at the time, the most amazing thing ever.
The extent of my programming experience was I used to use BASIC. You don't even remember that. That's how old I am.
Here's the extent of me using a computer, because it'd be like Avery this year, he's got to have earbuds, and things like that to take to school to when he's using either the iPads or the computers. When I was a kid, the only time I'd ever put my finger on a computer was in 1984. At our school, they asked who would you want to be president, Mondale or Reagan, and I went to a heavily ethnic school, so they chose Mondale. He didn't win. In fact, he was beaten thoroughly, but that's for another day. But after that, it wasn't until middle school where there was one computer at the time that was in the library. And at lunch, if you wanted to play Oregon Trail in green and in black, that's what it was. And then it was a big revelation like a year later when they got a computer that had color on it. And it was the biggest thing ever.
You know what? You said Oregon Trail like five times, and I could not remember that game until you finally mentioned.
You died of dysentery.
You finally mentioned you'd played it in middle school, and all of a sudden it was like, oh my God, the Oregon Trail? I do remember that game.
They had like that and one other game you could play, and that was about it.
Well, everybody, if you're sick of hearing about this, you'll be happy to know that I also used to play the old pro wrestling video game with Starman in the Amazon, who would chomp you. And, back in the day. I don't remember anything now. I did basic, and then there was basic A, and then I believe Q basic. And after that, I just totally gave up. Way too advanced for my diminutive brain. But anyway, TNA Impact is moving to Wednesdays. And what that means is anyone's guess. This could be Spike TV just getting rid of them into a death spot before they finally pull the plug. Or this could be a test. I mean, the NFL is moving to Thursdays. It's going to go head-to-head with Impact. And Impact does not want to go. And Spike TV, you know, if you've got a property like Impact, you don't want them going head-to-head with the NFL. So it could be a preemptive move to move them to Wednesdays, see if things are all right as they continue to negotiate. My feeling is still at the end of the day that Spike TV had a take it or leave it attitude with Impact. It'd be nice to have. It doesn't really matter. It does decent ratings, but Cops does decent ratings as well. And Cops replays, I'm sure, are a hell of a lot cheaper than Impact. So it'd be nice to have. We can use it, but we don't need it. So who cares? And then the Vince Russo thing came up, and to them it was like, you know, the golden ticket fell into their lap to just go, you know what? You had a guy hired. You lied to us about Vince Russo. You know what? And I'm sure they didn't bring this up, but it was very clear. We're done. You know, we're not going to renew the show. The show will effectively be canceled at the end of the contract. And to me, it was a negotiating ploy where now they may get Impact back at an even more reduced rate. Whether there are any other suitors that Dixie Carter could go to, I don't know. At the end of the day, my gut feeling is, if you really want to know my gut feeling is they will re-sign with Spike TV at a severely reduced rate, which will make things even more difficult for the company. That's where I think this whole thing is going. They could outright just go out of business. But I just have this feeling they're going to end up with a reduced contract at Spike. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, we kind of talked about this over the last couple of weeks where I thought in my mind that's exactly possibly what they were doing. Not anything other than, you know, you screwed us, so we know we're your only source of money. We know you don't have any. You know, we see the pictures. We send people to shows. We see what's going on. We know what's going on. And you completely defied us. You lied to us for absolutely no reason whatsoever. Screw you. And, you know, the one thing that Spike, you know, the one thing Spike needs, though, is programming. And they need to fill voids. And even though they could do it for a lot cheaper, I think they are looking at this, like you said, we don't have to give you that much because you're going to have to take with whatever we give you. You are what you are. You know, we could put you in a garage or a gym like this was 1983 Georgia Wrestling All-Stars, and, you know, Jim Cornette is there with, you know, the Angel in Wrestling Steve-O, where there were five people in a warehouse. And, you know, if it's still going to draw a million people, then that's what we're going to do. So, you know, the ball's completely in Spike's court, and even though they do need programming, they don't necessarily have to have it on there. And to be honest, I still think by this time next year, we won't have a spike. I mean, we won't have a TNA. There may be somebody else, you know, in wrestling taking its place, probably a company that's owned wholly or a majority of by Spike TV. And I could see that, but I still don't think, you know, and this move to Wednesday is not good. It's not the end of the world or anything, but it's not good. But I just completely see this thing not being in the same form it is, even if there is wrestling on Spike TV next year.
Let me ask you this question. If you were Spike TV, you've kind of got a couple of options here. Maybe, okay, you actually have probably three options. Option number one is you just say, nah, forget about it. Impact, you're out of here. Best of luck in your future endeavors. Let's go around and look at a bunch of other promotions that maybe we could sign to a television deal. Just throwing out some random names. You can't really do Ring of Honor and Aaron Sinclair, but a Dragon Gate USA or a Turnbuckle Championship Wrestling, because I know they've already got a television show, you know, someplace like that. You could do that. That's number one. Ohio Valley Wrestling. Although all of these places, I mean, it's going to be, you know, you're kind of rolling the dice because they'd be going to a big national platform as opposed to what they had been doing before. Big jump, a lot of risks. There's that option. Option number two is you wait until TNA is on death's door. You cancel the programming. Dixie Carter is looking around to sell, and then you go, okay, you know what? We'll buy it. We'll buy everything. We'll buy all the infrastructure. We'll buy it all. And now we're going to put it back on television, but we're owning it instead of the Carter family. That's number two. Or number three, you let the whole thing die. You don't buy it, but you essentially form your own promotion and you hire all of the people, all of the worthwhile people, and have them come in for your new Spike TV promotion. The positive of that is you don't have to pay to buy the promotion. The bad news is you're starting essentially from scratch. All of the infrastructure is gone. You've got to essentially rebuild. What way would you go, Mike?
I think I would, because you're obviously not going to buy ROH from Sinclair. I think you go ahead and you wait it out. You dump them off TV. You wait till everything expires or however that whole thing works. You get a Jarrett or somebody where you buy a name, you buy into the company, and you just start signing these guys. I would make friends with Jarrett just because, you know, he's got the into New Japan, and you could try to bring in guys like the Bullet Club guys who don't have, you know, ink on paper contracts with Ring of Honor. They're just handshakes and things like that. You utilize those guys. You utilize Scott D'Amore in Border City. You reach out to maybe the NWA, a guy like Bruce Tharp, and you start doing things that way where you try to get as many people under contract as you can. But for the ones you can't, you're at least, you know, being able to use guys like that. And I think you throw that something like that on there that you hold the cards to and that you're promoting and you have an interest in. And you go ahead and you take that route. I think that would be the way to go. Obviously, in a fantasy perfect world, I would say, you know, you broker a deal with Ring of Honor and then you still kind of do the same things I was talking about. But the reality is you can't do that. You can't buy a PWG or something like that because, again, you have contract issues and all that sort of stuff. So I think you just wait till it dies and then you try to build this thing and cherry pick the guys that you can who aren't under deals and try to lock them in and use as many of the good indies as you can, your traditional championship wrestling, your borders, things like that.
Well, hold on 10 seconds here very quickly. At this time next year, is there a promotion running on Spike TV? A promotion?
Yeah, I think there is.
All right. We're going to head to a break, everybody. When we come back, we will wrap it up with SummerSlam thoughts. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, challenges and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
We are back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Final segment of the show, SummerSlam is about to begin. Brock Lesnar versus John Cena is the main event of the show for the WWE World Heavyweight title. We have got Bray Wyatt versus Chris Jericho with Eric Rowan and Luke Harper banned from ringside. Brie Bella versus Stephanie McMahon. Jack Swagger faces Rusev in a flag match. AJ Lee versus Paige for the Divas Championship. Randy Orton versus Roman Reigns. The Miz versus Dolph Ziggler for the Intercontinental title. And Dean Ambrose is facing Seth Rollins in a lumberjack match. There was a creative meeting last night. Very little was changed. We do know there may be one surprise on the show tonight. What that will be, who knows?
Cesaro actually beats RVD.
Well, we'll see.
Win.
We'll see what the surprise ends up being, but that is tonight on pay-per-view. Later on tonight, myself and Dave Meltzer are back with a brand new Wrestling Observer Radio. We will be talking about all of the news from SummerSlam. We'll talk about all the news from the weekend as well, all of the results from the show. I will also be back later with a brand new Brian and Vinny show. We'll be talking about SummerSlam, Super China Buffet Day, my match last night, Vinny's honeymoon. My God, we got a lot of things to talk about on the show tonight. So make sure you head over to WrestlingObserver.com and check that out. As always, I want to thank Mike, all of the folks at Sports Byline USA, and all of you, the listeners. Next week, we will be back with a brand new show. We'll have a lot of SummerSlam fallout to talk about. Lots of SummerSlam fallout. Should be a very interesting show. Don't forget that Raw is tomorrow. Should note, there is going to be a new WWE Championship belt that will be presented on the show tomorrow with the new WWE logo on it. Is Brock Lesnar really taking that home and off television? We'll find out tonight. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live. Talk to you next week here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.